This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Alfonso de la Cruz. Date of birth is September the 19th, 1967. Case ID number is 4278361. Date of exam is September the 8th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 7/18/22, and medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance dated June the 17th, 2022. Identifying information. This is a 55-year-old male with no children who presented to my office with his girlfriend for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral vascular accident of the right side with the left hemiparesis, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he was making roof supports for apartments and condos for approximately 5 months. Before that time, he worked in a pet store for 4 years and did other odd jobs in between. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his girlfriend in an apartment and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, right cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hyperlipidemia. History of allegations. Number one, right-sided lacunar infarct with left-sided hemiparesis. The claimant states that he has had two infarcts of his brain. One was in May of 2017, which resulted in a trans-ischemic attack. Also, he had one on March 27, 2022, where he had a right-sided lacunar infarct with the left-sided hemiparesis, which was the second stroke that he had. He's presented to Doctor's Hospital in the Renaissance and was hospitalized for 3 or 5 days. With a diagnosis of cerebral vascular accident. His presentation included left-sided hemiparesis of the upper and lower extremities, decreased balance, decreased vision, slurred speech, and dysphagia, along with dysarthria. His mental status was confused, and he has decreased memory and cognitive function. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His residual symptoms include mild left hemiparesis, decreased balance, mild decreased vision, dysarthria / dysphagia, and decreased memory and cognitive function. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, and walk around the house. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top or sweep a room at this time. He is presently on aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. He was diagnosed with a right-sided lacunar infarct with left-sided mild hemiparesis. His condition at this time is stable. However, he is still being treated for his left hemiparesis. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2017, he was diagnosed with hypertension. He was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and frontal headaches, and states that the stress of being homeless caused his blood pressure to rise. He states he was having these symptoms for approximately 2 years before he was diagnosed with hypertension, along with blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, but has had a transischemic attack in May of 2017 and a cerebrovascular accident on the right side of his brain in 2022. He denies any nephropathy at this time. At the present time, his blood pressure is 125 over 85 mmHg. He is presently taking lisinopril 5 milligrams POQD. Allegation number 3, hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that in 2017, he was diagnosed with a high cholesterol level. He does not recall what his levels were, but he denies any myocardial infarction, but has had a cerebrovascular accident. He is presently on atorvastatin 40 milligrams POQD, and his condition appears to be stable. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 block, stand for 20 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, with the rail, and walk around the house. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head with his right arm. He is unable to sweep a room at this time. The claimant has no assistive devices. His physician is Dr. Flores. He is presently on no medications for pain, and he does minimal physical activity secondary to the left hemiparesis. Family history: the father died of lung cancer. The mother had diabetes mellitus, and he has a sister with hypertension. Medications: atorvastatin 40 milligrams POQD, lisinopril 5 milligrams POQD, and aspirin 81 milligrams POQD. Medical problems: hypertension, cerebrovascular accident of the right side of his brain with left hemiparesis, and a history of a transischemic attack in 2017, history of depression / anxiety / psychological problems, hyperlipidemia, the claimant did have a surgery in his midbrain area, which was performed when he was a young 12-year-old. He's not too sure what kind of tumor it was, but appears that it might have been a tumor of the pituitary gland. Social history: tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 half-pack per day for 20 years. Alcohol: the claimant has a history of drinking 24 ounces every 2 weeks for 20 years of beer. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant has a history of using marijuana, but states that the last time he used it was in the year 2000. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 112 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 125 over 85 mmHg, Heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 19.5. General. This is a 55-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in mild acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his girlfriend. The claimant did have a mild slurred speech, but was able to talk to me. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal with abnormal fundi. No oral pharynge or erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have multiple missing teeth and poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD. The claimant was able to see fingers at 10 feet. OS. The claimant was able to see fingers at 10 feet distance. Binocular uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 15 feet distance. Binocular corrected. The claimant is able to see at 20/25. His right eye appears to be worse than his left. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? I'm sorry, could you drop down to neurological exam? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was slurred and his mood was somewhat depressed for the time. He had fairly clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, but he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Reflexes were especially increased on the left side. Could you please drop down to cranial nerves? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for decreased function of cranial nerves 9 through 12. The claimant's trigeminal and facial nerve appear to be intact at this time. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was slow, steady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. The claimant, he had difficulty in performing a heel-to-shin exam. However, the Romberg sign did appear to be somewhat mildly positive. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the left upper and lower extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There was normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the right upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant has mild decreased range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the left upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise and the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position it was 80 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially on the left upper and lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of the right knee. However, the claimant has decreased range of motion and strength of the left knee, and flexion was at 130 degrees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. However, the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant did have some moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but he was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time and does not appear to need any. Neurological exam. Grip strength. Was plus 4 over 5 for the left hand and plus 5 over 5 for the right. Cranial nerves due to 12 were mildly abnormal, especially for cranial nerves 9 through 12. The claimant does have some problems with speech and with agglutination. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps brachioradialis patellar and our Achilles reflexes were mildly abnormal at plus 3, and he appeared to have increased reflexes, especially on the left side. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense on the left upper and lower extremity. There is some evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the right upper extremity and plus 4 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the right side, but abnormal for the left. The claimant did have some spasms in making a fist and using his left hand. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right hand, but has difficulty with the left. He hears and does have some problems with speaking and with swallowing at this time. There is evidence of some problems with making a fist with the left hand, but no other bone or tissue destruction is noted. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with mild difficulty. There is abnormal grip strength of the left side and normal grip strength on the right side. The left-sided grip is at plus 4 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted, especially for the left upper extremity. On examination, the claimant does show some mild muscle wasting and some fatigue. The claimant had no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to a mild slurred speech. And he has restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a left upper and lower mild hemiparesis and mild slurred speech at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, right-sided lacunar cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis being treated with aspirin at this time. His condition is stable, and he appears to have a very mild condition of hemopoiesis. Number two, hypertension - normal blood pressure at this time of 125 over 85 mmHg. He is being treated for his condition. Number three, hyperlipidemia - being treated at this time appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Alfonso de la Cruz.